Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, September 15th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. New believers from a Creative Access nation are persecuted. Christians join the fight against AIDS in Zambia, and Wycliffe Associates look to expand a Christian school in Asia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today's newscast in a Creative Access nation. While the country in question oppresses Christians, many are turning to Christ through Christian radio. The country remains nameless because of security reasons, but Christians from that country were recently in Turkey to receive training. Boyd Griffith is with Greater Europe Mission.
We met with some people from one of the closed countries who are, many of them are new believers, and they were there for inspiration, Bible teaching, house church training, fellowship.
While the training was encouraging, Griffith says the situation turned for the worse.
A number of them had to leave early, and it took 2.5 days by bus to get back to their country. And when they got to the border, they were arrested. They were interrogated for 8 hours. Bibles were confiscated. And who knows what they're facing right now.
Pray for safety and opportunities for believers to witness. Meanwhile, it's See You at the Poll Day for millions of teens in 18 countries. Today marks the 15th anniversary of the student-led event where they gather around flagpoles to pray. This year's theme, Ascend, Clean Hands, Pure Heart. See You at the Poll can be a time to share Christ. Last year, a girl heard Christians praying, thought they were praying for her, and she gave her heart to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 7 sub-Saharan countries, which include Zambia, the life expectancy of a child born today is below 40. That's mainly due to the AIDS pandemic, which is raging out of control. Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder says the government is taking an offensive approach, asking for help in turning this crisis around.
The government is very anxious for our people to come to their schools. We have classes for guys, classes for girls, and then, of course, for adults as well. Our whole transformation series is biblically based.
Yoder explains that the series has seen results, but the scope of the need requires more workers.
We have actually seen a difference in communities after the transformation series has been taught, and the whole attitude toward this has changed. And I don't want to say we're making a major difference. This is a long-term problem that will not be solved quickly.
Next, Christian camp workers in the former Soviet Union confirm some resistance to their work. Regional governments often harass camp leaders over legalities. OC International's Bob Hilt says their camps are all over the Commonwealth of Independent States.
Many of the people do the best they can to comply with the government requests, and they're allowed to run. Once in a while, there's some pressure, there's a certain amount of persecution, and so they have some difficulties.
Hilt says there were over 38,000 communist doctrine camps in the former Soviet Union. When they were abandoned, it was a simple transition to a Christian camp. However, there are challenges for OCI staff.
There is pressure, since they're Muslim countries, to not have these Christian camps. But these people have quite a thriving spirit, and they're anxious to share their faith, and they make them happen. They're happening all over that area.
And Wycliffe Associates is helping a Christian school expand in a region of the world that claims less than 0.5% of the population is Christian. Wycliffe Associates is building 15 classrooms, which will help accommodate up to 150 more students or 70 additional missionary families who will be available to do translation work. They will have a direct impact on Vision 2025, Wycliffe's effort to begin translation work in every language of the world. Go to our website to find out how you can help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.